I'm Jamie Goodspeed, a wife, mother, energy healer, and life coach. Just like many others, I'm simply striving to navigate the complexities of life while making a difference.
And this is Dr. Jennifer Hopkins, integrative medicine specialist with a passion for biohacking the human body, diligent researcher, health advocate, and wellness enthusiast. This raw and real podcast explores holistic wellness and self-empowerment from a unique perspective. Join us as we navigate the world of holistic healing. Together, let's embark on this transformative adventure.
We're grateful you're here. Welcome to Mindful Healing. Hey there, guys. Welcome back to Mindful Healing. I am Jamie Goodspeed.
And this is Dr. Jennifer Hopkins.
What's going on, my friend?
Well, there's a lot going on up in the sky.
I know. We had the solar eclipse.
Yep. Solar eclipse. We've got a lot of other wild stuff. A green comet.
I haven't heard that yet.
Yeah. Green comet. And then there's this conjunction of Uranus and Saturn.
Uranus is no longer a planet. Sorry, I'm legit 14.
Says who?
Yeah, and it's Uranus now.
Oh, excuse me. It's Uranus. I like Uranus. I'm in medicine, so it makes more sense to me.
Well, we all liked that when we were children, and then they had to change it on us. Anywho, what are we going to talk about today, my friend?
I really love the idea of kindness.
Me too.
Yeah, why can't people just be kind?
I don't know. It's really simple, but yet no one can just be kind.
It really is the simplest form of respect. Unconditional love and kindness should run the world.
I agree. And we're also going to be talking about self-love and affirmations.
Self-love, from my experience, is the hardest for humans to understand, for them to give themselves.
I agree. Stop pointing out Dr. Jen's cute little mannerisms. She calls everybody humans. Have you guys picked up on that yet?
That's because I am a spiritual being living in this weird human suit.
Yeah, I just love that she calls us humans.
Well, you know what? Well, because everyone's calling themselves different pronouns and things. So I don't have to be careful if I just call everyone a human. That's my life hack for all of you today.
That's actually brilliant.
Right? I don't have to be worried because there's no gender with human.
True story, and nobody's getting offended.
Okay. And no one's getting offended. That's the best part.
Yeah, so I'm sorry. I totally got you off track. You were going about kindness and being beautiful, and I just had to point out the fact that you call us all humans, which I love. No, so I think this will definitely go down the route of relationships when it comes to self-love.
100%.
And I know, I can just tell a little bit about me and my journey. It took years and years and years to get to the point and the place where I am with myself and my relationship. And I know many of women will probably die without really truly loving themselves.
That makes me extremely sad, but I also agree with that. And it too took me years and years and years of enduring nonsense and things that I didn't deserve and or would never treat myself the way that I allowed other humans to treat me.
Absolutely. It was on our first episode, I believe you mentioned about it not being us. Like, we're not the reason that somebody cheated or that somebody left us. And I think that's probably the most important thing. And I think it's a good place to start today is not just the women out there, but the men too. If something goes wrong in relationships, please don't look at yourself and say, what could I have done different or better? So actually, in saying that, I mean, yes, we can always grow, we can always learn, but I feel like right away, if somebody leaves us, it's, what could I do better? What could I change? Like, you're great the way you are. And
you're beautiful the way that you are. And you have to realize that, yes, I agree, we have to evolve as humans. And you want to retrospectively look at things, because again, hindsight's 20/20. And figure out kind of what went wrong. You know, it's natural to want to understand what did go wrong and what you can do better, but not from a sense or a perspective of that you were less than.
Yes.
Or that you deserved whatever happened to you or that they didn't love you. You know, you have to love yourself enough to not put up with other people being disrespectful or unkind. And I know we were talking earlier today when we were walking out in the beautiful sunshine.
Yeah.
That I had an issue with a a friend who I'm willing to tolerate a lot from people because I accept people for exactly who they are. But the minute that you are unkind to me, especially if it's unwarranted, I have no tolerance for that.
Because you really do have a very big heart and you give your all to someone.
I appreciate that.
It's true, though. And I think that's one of the reasons why you and I get along, because I'm going to compliment myself. I'm the same.
Absolutely.
Pat myself on the back. See, self-love, people. Self-love.
Self-love. I am lovable. I am amazing, right? These are things that we have to tell ourselves. Oh, absolutely. And that's hard. It's really hard for us to stand in front of a mirror and look in our own eyes and tell ourselves these things.
Can I say, this is why we were meant to be friends and be together. Because when I tell you, I say these same exact thing to myself and my clients when I do life coaching, and even my agents at work, I say the same thing. Is it is difficult to look in the mirror by yourself. You're in a room by yourself, and to say to yourself, I love myself, I'm perfect the way I am, I'm healthy, I'm this and that. I go, the fact that we can't say that to ourselves out loud, there's something wrong there.
There is. And I came from a very supportive childhood where my parents were extremely supportive of anything I ever wanted to do. They did push me, right, to get good grades. They paid me for my grades, which I think was actually beneficial. I'm not a parent, so.
Kaylee, this is the part where you don't listen.
Kaylee, you need to ask for more money.
No. Oh my gosh.
No, but honestly, I'm not a parent, so I can't give out parenting advice. But I know that that was very motivating for me. And that's how my mind works. But, and I did have very loving parents who never made me feel guilty for not being married or not having children or following societal rules, we'll say, or norms. They never made me feel less than or pushed me to do those things. Yeah. It wasn't like a rite of passage, which I'm super grateful for because that's led me down the path of where I'm at today.
Well, they've loved you for who you are and the chapter in life that you're in right now.
Exactly. So that being said, I did get a lot of love as a child, but that doesn't mean that I did not treat myself wonderful all the time, right?
Yeah.
But now I realize, again, in my 40s, oh, we're showing our age today. We're coming really far. That it is important because as you realize, as you evolve as a human, you really need to be in love with your life.
You do. And, you know, just piggybacking on what I said a few minutes ago about, you know, it not being your fault. I don't mean it that way. Like if a relationship goes wrong, because I do think it's very important many times to take the finger. I always say this, take the finger and point it back at you.
Right? Oh, 100%.
What are things that you could have done better to improve yourself as a person? Do not get it confused with you were not worthy and you were less than. Because
right.
When I was really evolving and doing a lot of self-work, I did look at those failed relationships and I said, okay, what could I have done better? How could I have reacted? That's big with
yes.
me. How could I have reacted to different scenarios? And it probably would have been a different outcome. Now, I'm very thankful for those failed relationships because it got me to where I am today with my loving marriage. And even though we're not perfect, I can tell you how my marriage and relationship is now would not be the same as it was 10 years ago.
Oh, definitely not. And, you know, you evolve and work on yourself and you progress as a human if you are currently doing the work. And that's the most important piece is that you need to be working not only with yourself, but someone like a life coach like yourself, Jamie, that can help you maneuver these situations. I always worked with a life coach probably for the last 15 years during breakups. Afterwards, I would have energy work done because there's a lot of stagnant stuff there. And instead of blaming myself, and you're right, I always look to see that what lessons were learned.
Yeah.
How did I evolve? How could I have done things a little differently on my own regard? And, you know, looked for like, why did it fail because of me for certain reasons? And we talked about that earlier today as well. And, you know, I said there's some really hard lessons that you learn.
Absolutely. I have found in my past relationships that a lot of things that I could have done differently. It was my reaction to triggers from a previous relationship.
Oh, yeah. Because if you don't heal those wounds, then it will replay again.
Absolutely. And now I look back, and again, it all played out the way it was supposed to be. But I look and I'm like, gosh, I probably was a little bit of a crazy woman, because somebody that did something, even though they weren't doing anything wrong, it was a trigger or a red flag from my ex.
Right. And that's why it's so important to have work done and heal from those situations, because you will repeat the same patterns again.
Yeah.
And that's the point. We're humans trying to learn lessons. And if we don't learn them, they're going to come again and it'd be even harder.
Hey, how about those people? And I think I may have been one of those years and years ago that will date and be in relationships just to make themselves feel better. They find self-love through others.
That's the worst kind you can find.
100%.
And me, I probably am guilty of that myself as well, which again, until you really look at it, you don't realize that that's what you're doing.
Yeah. And I have friends, which we all do, and I keep will say to them, I give advice as much as I can without being annoying, because again,
or judgmental.
Oh, 100%. And yeah. I never, and I always say, especially to my friends, I am not judging you by any stretch of the means. And listen, I had to learn my lessons on my own. So absolutely, I'm sure you're going to want to learn your lesson, you know, yourself. With that being said, I am telling you, you are finding your love through somebody else. And that is not true self-love.
Right. You actually don't love yourself, because what ends up happening, or you don't have a lot of self-love for yourself in those situations, if you're seeking it from external sources, because the hardest love that you can ever have is for yourself.
Yeah.
But it's the most beautiful.
It is. And I think many people listening right now, I want you to ask a question to yourself. Do you truly love yourself? And I think immediate response might be yes. But then I want you to think about those tough scenarios of, you know, do you buy yourself things to make yourself feel better in that moment? That's materialistic.
Right. That's very superficial.
Listen, and again, been there, done that.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think that's what this is about, is learning and living and then sharing our experiences to say, hey, listen, we've all been there, done that. And what did we do throughout our journey to get where we are right now?
Right. That's a good point. What have we done to work through those wounds, that pain, those situations, so that we don't allow the next, and it's not even just about romantic relationships, it's about friend relationships, really any relationships. You know, what do we do to heal those old wounds so that we don't have those triggers and we don't respond in these ways that really have nothing to do with the current human we're dealing with?
And you're right about saying, you know, it's not just necessarily about romantic relationships. I have a teenage daughter and I have taught her from day one. I've always done affirmations with her, but I've also taught her through middle school and high school, friends are going to come and go, and people may have done things to you that are not nice and are not kind. And listen, I'm sure she's done things that is not nice and not kind. However, how would that make you feel? And what can you learn from it?
Right.
So those listening, even if it's not necessarily for you, I love to take this advice to your children or to your, you know, husband, wife, your sister. I think we all need more self-love.
Absolutely. That's a great idea. And we all tend to listen to our loved ones and give advice and offer advice. So that's great if you can offer someone that advice, that, you know what, you need to go inside into yourself through meditation, through working with a life coach, through just simple reflection, maybe journaling. These are all things that are very healthy and good to do in those situations, so you can remove that stagnant energy, that pain, those wounds, and heal from them.
Yeah. There's nothing better than the feeling of choosing to be alone and not settling and waiting.
Oh, goodness. It's taken me a long time to figure that out, but that's the truth. And I hit a real block after my last relationship. And I finally sat back and said, what are you doing? Like, you really need to sit back and look at what you want, what's important. And first of all, work on yourself. Start loving yourself more so that you realize and understand that self-love, when you love yourself, you're not going to put up with people disrespecting you.
Amen.
Or offering you less than you you deserve.
Amen. Right? Say it louder for the
people. Oh, yeah! Hallelujah!
You know, I've said this to Jen before. I swear, and I know, God sent me my Johnny Blue Eyes when he did, because I was ready for him. Right. When I left my ex, I was divorced. I always say I was primarily single for 7.5 years. I dated people here and there, but there was nothing really too serious that my daughter would really meet them or anything. And I got to a point, it was this summer, it was in August of 2016, and I got to the point, was like, you know what? I'll take me and my daughter on vacation. Like, I don't need somebody to go on vacation with. And I was really to the point of being fine alone, because I wasn't alone. I had myself, I had my daughter, and I was good. And I wasn't dating people just to date people. I wasn't going out just to go out. I bought myself a bike, and I would go around the lake, and I would ride the bike, and I would take walks by myself. And I wrote down the man I wanted on a piece of paper. I did. I wrote down what I wanted. That was in August. And 2 weeks later, John, friend, requested me on Facebook, a whole Notre Dame. We'll share that another time. It was September 4th, 2016, my sister's birthday. And I was ready for him.
Well, and you also manifested him.
Oh, for sure I did.
Because you were very clear on what you wanted. And that's another thing that we all can be doing, is being very clear with the universe what we want. Whether it's a job, whether it's a home, whether it's the kind of income we want to make, whether it's moving to a different job, or a career path, or a loved one, or creating this is what I want, someone that's loving and kind and compassionate, right? Like listing the things that are really important to you.
And what I was doing before John was I was settling.
Oh, absolutely.
And whoever's listening, you were great. You were part of my chapter.
Listen, you know, there's no shame. You are all wonderful. You're all part of my life. I agree with Jamie. And listen, they're all lessons.
It really is. And listen, I was a lesson to them, right?
And I'm so grateful for all my previous relationships. I truly am, because I'm the human I am today because of all of those other people. And I've been in very few relationships over the last, 25 years, 30 years, because I was always in very long-term monogamous relationships, which I am grateful for. So I've spent almost a decade with a couple of different people, never married them. But at the end of the day, I am really grateful for all the lessons.
So another question I kind of want to dive a little bit deeper to, because I think this conversation is wonderful, but for those that are listening saying, again, how do I get there? Yes, a lot of meditation, whether it's therapy or life coach, but for me, it was internalizing.
Yeah.
Internalizing in a positive way. So let's just give an example. I'm, you know, with somebody and I liked them and they dumped me, right? I'm just going to give that as a scenario. Yeah. I'm sure that's happening to people out there.
Oh, every second. Right. Literally.
And right away, I'm sure it's, what could I have done differently? What could I have done? A, yes, maybe you were a little too clingy. I don't know. You know, I don't know.
Stage like, 4 clinger alert.
You know, I love my Vince Vaughn wedding crashers. But honestly, yes, look at, you know, what you could have done to improve yourself, but do not beg that person to stay. Do not, you gotta see Dr. Jones' face.
Never.
Do not beg them to stay, but how many people do? What? I'll change. I'll do
this. Oh, I've been there. I've done that. And you know what? There's no good outcome from that.
No, because you don't have to change. Listen, like I said, are there lessons to be learned? Sure. But chances are, they're not the one for you. And I know relationships that ended, I knew they weren't for me. I knew they weren't for me, but guess what? I wanted to force it. I wanted to force it because I was lonely.
Right.
And I think people are scared to admit that. I was lonely. I was tired of being alone. I had my sister who was married at the time and had her kids, and she would go out into these couple dates and have all these couples with these families and their houses. I wanted that. I wanted that so bad for me and my daughter that I was just willing to date somebody and say, yeah, they're good enough.
100%. I've done the same myself. I always wanted a husband. I always wanted a family, the white picket fence, the whole dream. And I too would date people and again, stay very long periods of time with them, even though things were not as I would have really wanted for myself. Again, you have to love yourself. You have to know that you're worthy of love, the love that you deserve and that you're also offering offering. I think that's the other thing for me at this point. I have to meet someone that's at the same emotional, physical, spiritual vibration as myself. And if anyone is not, and they're not working on themselves, and they're not doing the daily work and the meditating, right, and the eating clean, and listen, that's a tall order. So yeah. The universe is going to bring me this guy at some point.
100%.
But I'm not going to settle for anything less, because it creates a lot of disharmony in your life. And I think what all of us at the end of the day really wants is harmony, right? In all aspects of our life. That's certainly my goal. But that's very difficult to get if you're willing to settle. And if you are allowing yourself to accept things that you wouldn't otherwise want for yourself.
I think another good question is, if you're going out, you know, whether it be dates or friends that maybe aren't necessarily the best friends for you, kind of ask yourself, and this is what I did, is why am I going out? Am I going out on this date because I'm bored? Am I going out on this date because I'm alone? And if the answer was yes, then I would try to read a book instead.
Right. Gain some knowledge.
Oh, that's what I did. I gained knowledge, and that is really when I delve into my spirituality.
Yeah. I really, you know, I love researching, and yes. I sit down and create protocols all the time for the stuff that we're currently doing at the clinic. And that has been the one saving grace for me, is that the universe really had kept saying to me, you need to be by yourself. Mm. You need to be building this clinic, healing humans, taking time out for you, and figuring out what makes sense. What's going to be a good partner for you? Who's going to be a good partner, right? And when you sit back and think about it, that's really me loving myself.
Yes. You're putting yourself first.
I'm putting myself first, and I'm putting my work first, that really is unconditionally loving my patients. And I have a lot of, again, exes that I unconditionally love. And I think we need more of that in the world, because it doesn't matter if you and I broke up 20 years ago. We had a special bond, right? We had moments in our lives that were very special. And so I have unconditional love for you. But I have unconditional love for a lot of people, because I realize that that is the real, truly guiding force to the world. And that's really a healing force. And we need more of that energy.
Well, coming full circle from what we started this episode is about kindness.
Yeah.
Next time, and I try my best, if I'm walking on the street, again, we were taking a walk, I try to be the first one to say, hi, how are you? Good morning. I try to compliment people. If I notice somebody's wearing something nice, instead of just saying it in my head, I say it out loud. You don't know what that does to that person. Maybe they needed to hear that.
Right. It's all about those positive vibrations, right? That energy, that positive energy that you're putting out into the universe. It's a ripple effect.
I was just going to say, because I make that person feel good, they're like, oh, they want to, you know, pay it forward.
Absolutely.
And then say something to someone else, and it makes them feel good.
Right. And it's like, you know, people will go to the drive-thru and pay for the next person's order, whatever it is. And I think that's always so kind. And we can all do more. Every single day we can do more. And I'm not perfect at it, for sure, right? But I think that at the end of the day, if we're loving ourselves, spending time with ourselves, see, that's the other thing people don't do. They don't spend any time alone. They constantly have to be doing something or with someone. They don't have time to even sit back and look at everything.
That's huge.
Oh my gosh.
Right there, what you said is huge. Staying home or taking a walk or doing something by yourself and just spending time with yourself, I don't think many people do that as often as they should.
I agree. And I probably do it more than most people, just because I'm not married and I don't have kids. So I do spend a lot of time by myself, but that time for me is invaluable.
Oh, 100%. So John and I have been together over 7 years. And like I said, previous to him, I was basically divorced and single for 7.5 years. So I was with my sister for, you know, a couple of years, and then my daughter and myself lived alone. And John will know, till this day, I sometimes need a little alone time, whether it be because I was used to it for so many years, or it just helps my mind settle. I just need a little me time. And I love that Dr. Jen and I will always talk about this. My husband is very supportive.
Oh, extremely.
And that is something, again, do not settle. Find yourself a partner that's supportive of you being alone or being, you know, whatever kind of self-love.
Working on your goals. Being supportive of whatever and however you want to be as a human on this earth. Because listen, this is your time. Do not ever let anyone tell you who you should be, how you should live your life.
Oh, that's a red flag when it comes to somebody who is controlling.
Right? Ooh, back up, boy. Back up.
That literally just made my body hot.
Yeah, I always say I'm a very loyal, loving, and kind human. And I'm extremely, I've been in all these monogamous relationships for long periods of time. And I'll use the analogy that I am super faithful and I will be loyal. I'm like a horse. You can put me in that pen, but don't try to put that saddle on me because, boy, yeah. I will jump that fence then. Do not ever try to control me. I am a free spirit, but in the best of all versions of that, right? There's nothing unfaithful or disloyal. It's just that I need me time. I'm very independent and I need that freedom to some
degree.
But
I think we all need that. It's not everyone is comfortable. And this is, again, full circle, going back to looking in that mirror, telling yourself you love yourself, telling yourself that you're worth more or you're worth whatever. But it's being confident and comfortable with yourself and being alone. I know many people that cannot be alone. And I'll always ask them, why? You need to ask yourself, why can't you be alone?
What do they say?
They're alone, they're lonely, and they don't know. And then I will then in return say, you need to dig deeper. And listen, it sucks and it hurts to dig deep, but that's what you need to do in order to heal.
Oh, for sure. You have to feel the pain and move through it and heal from it. And again, if that's uncomfortable by yourself, seek out someone that's able to help you with that and to help you move through that. There were times in my life when I would use a life coach and a spiritual healer to understand, you know, what's going on with this relationship? What am I doing that's not working, right? And a lot of times it would come back to, it's what are you both doing that's not working,
right?
Right? Because it wasn't just about me, but I wanted to improve and to do better and to be a better partner. So through those sessions with life coaches and healers, I was able to heal a lot of those old wounds so that I don't bring that forward with the next person.
But they don't disappear by themselves.
Oh, no, they definitely don't.
And I think that's what it comes down to with self-love is hard because you have to work on yourself and you have to look at past circumstances and relationships and see what went wrong, what you could have done better to really improve on yourself.
Right. And all the past trauma in your life. And, you know, the childhood stuff. And we have to be working on all of that because as we talked about in our energy healing podcast, that stuff gets stuck in the cells, in the memory of the cells and in the muscles and the tissue. And as you're seeing it, you're feeling it as heat when you're working on certain sections of the body or, you know, weird sensations.
Oh, absolutely.
And we talked about a lot of emotional trauma gets stuck in the hips and or the lungs, like, you know, anger, they relate with the liver. So, you know, this stuff is important because you essentially will manifest an illness and or disease, we'll call it, because you do have these past wounds and these unresolved issues, not only with yourself, but other people. They say if you're angry at someone, it's like eating poison.
Yeah.
Right? There's no point. You're making yourself sick.
You need to find love from within and not from somebody else or some materialistic item. I say that all the time. It's the people that, you know, whether they have a shopping
addiction.
I know people that have shopping addictions. Why? Because in that moment, you're fulfilling something within. You're fulfilling something and it makes you feel good in the moment, but then it's gone.
Well, it's funny because I've done that, right? I've had like
we all have.
Yeah, I've had a really bad week and I'm like, I'm just going to shop.
Yeah.
And then I go and spend all this money and I'm like, ew, I don't feel any better.
Of course not, because now we have a credit card bill we got to pay.
And then I take it all back because it was stuff I didn't need.
Yeah.
I mean, it really was like senseless spending money. And I do the same thing with food, right? A lot of people use food as a comfort.
Oh, 100%.
Right. So, you know, sometimes I've had ice cream for dinner, non-dairy, because I've had such a bad day that I just want some sort of comfort at the end of it.
That's what it comes down to, is comfort.
And we use food as that. So again, that's, you really need to be able to grow beyond that. So we're not, and I still do that to some degree.
Oh, and I think we all do. We're not perfect, right? Like you said, we are humans. And And to kind of wrap this up, I'm going to leave you with some advice that I've used. A, for those of you that are parents, I'm going to really suggest that you start not just, of course, with yourself, but with your children. I have been giving my daughter affirmations since the day she was born. I have been telling her both inside and out that she's beautiful.
I love that.
Absolutely. I tell her, you're beautiful, you're smart, you're intelligent, you're caring, you're a good friend. So I try to see every aspect, the inside, the outside. Now, I just rattled that off so quickly because I've been saying it for over 15 years right now. And I told Dr. Jen a story before, which is, it's funny, but true. She was 4.5 years old and we're walking into a diner and a man said, well, aren't you pretty? And she goes, I know. And I was like, oh Lord, thank you. You know, I was like working on those affirmations, but she did. She so looked at me and said, but mommy, you tell me I'm pretty every day.
Aww.
And I was like, you're right. I do. So as parents, let's instill that into our children now.
Absolutely.
Not that they're perfect, but that they are worthy
of self-love.
They are worthy of self-love and they are great. They're not perfect, but they're perfect the way they are.
Absolutely. That's great. They are perfect the way that they are. And stop trying to change people, whether it's your children, your husband, your girlfriend, your significant other, your wife. You cannot change other humans.
No, and you know what? If you want them to change, then they're not the person for you.
Right, exactly.
You know, and again, this could be another podcast where, you know, as with relationships, there is a little give and take.
Always. There has to be. There has to be some compromise.
And that is absolutely something John and I will always speak about, is I love him for who he is. Absolutely. I do. I love him for who he is, but there are certain things that I'm going to ask him to compromise and vice versa. He loves me, you know, for who I am and I need to compromise nothing. No, I'm just kidding. But so honestly, so as the parents, please start with your children. And as for the adults, look in those mirrors, start talking to yourselves and giving yourself some affirmations. Jen, you actually wrote down some affirmations.
Yeah, so some that I like to say is I love my life. I am worthy of love. I am lovable. I am amazing. That's one that I really love. I deserve me. I deserve everything I want in this world. I belong. I am worthy of healing. That's a big one. I say that with my patients. I am worthy of healing.
I like that.
The world benefits because I am here.
Oh, you know what? That's a perfect one to end on.
I agree.
What is it again? So the world benefits because I am here. I really like that. Well, listen, we're going to have Dr. Jen wrap up, but do those affirmations.
Get in the mirror. Look yourself in the eyes. It's really powerful.
It is very powerful.
Yeah.
And if you have a hard time doing it, that says something.
Absolutely.
All right, take us out.
Wishing you love, light, and abundance. And remember, true health is wealth. Until next time, shine your light bright.
Have a great week, guys.